It's The Naked Scientists with Dave, Chris and Richard, and we are talking now with Mark Peplow, who is the editor of Chemistry World from the Royal Society of Chemistry. Mark, hello, welcome to the programme.
Hello, Chris.
So tell us about this first item.
Yeah, this, I think, is absolutely amazing. Scientists in America have managed to design and build a working artificial enzyme from scratch. Now, enzymes are nature's catalysts. They speed up chemical reactions in our bodies by tens of millions of times. We wouldn't work as living beings without enzymes. Basically, they're blobby proteins with a cavity in them that's perfect to fit chemicals that are involved in reactions. It brings them together in the perfect way to speed them up. Now, you can hijack these to do useful chemistry. For example, an enzyme in yeast turns sugar into alcohol in beer.
It's very handy.
But what about non-natural reactions? What happens if that reaction that you want to catalyse doesn't exist in nature? Now, normally, chemists use things like metals or metal compounds to do that. But it would be much better to be able to persuade bacteria to actually do these reactions for us. But to do that, you need to make your own enzymes. And now, Lin Jiang and colleagues at the University of Washington Seattle have done just that. They made a computer model of a particular reaction called a retroaldol, and they designed an enzyme to fit around it. Then they actually made 72 similar versions of this enzyme in the lab. They found that 32 of them worked, and the best one speeded up the reaction by 10,000 times. Now, that's still 1,000 times worse than what you see in nature, but it proves that you can actually make these things from scratch, and it's exactly the sort of thing that if Craig Venter gets his hand on it and puts it inside one of his artificial life forms that he's promising to unveil next year, one of these artificial bacteria, this is exactly the sort of thing that you could put into that system.
It just goes to show that if you actually borrow from biology, nature spent millions of years getting things right. So if we apply the same concepts nature does and just do it slightly differently, you can actually come up with some pretty elegant solutions.
That's right.
And exactly in the same vein, sea cucumbers are inspiring a whole raft of new materials.
Yeah, this is a lovely little story, actually, that came out this week. Sea cucumbers are a relative of the starfish, and they graze on the ocean floor for carrion. When they're startled, they can become rigid in seconds, basically because they can control the collagen fibres that are in their skin. And now scientists at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio, have used this as inspiration to make their own material that does exactly the same thing. They made nanofibres of cellulose. These are thousands of times thinner than a human hair, and they embedded them within a sort of rubbery polymer substance. What they found that normally when dry, the material's quite stiff. The nanofibres are really glued to each other, but as soon as you introduce water, it separates the nanofibres, and the properties of the polymer start to dominate the composite so that it's soft and flexible. Now, they think that these sorts of materials could be used, for example, in the microelectrodes that are used as brain implants to help Parkinson's sufferers. Normally, you would assemble the components in dry conditions, so they're all stiff, easy to work with. But as soon as they get into the wet brain, they become soft and flexible, and that's one way that you could potentially reduce the scarring that you see in these sorts of implants.
So exactly how do we see this actually being done? Because they've had to physically go to these animals and get the fibres out, haven't they?
No, this is the thing. This is kind of inspiration, but they're using exactly the same mechanism. So they're making their own nanofibres of cellulose. It's basically the same arrangement of thin threads packed into a rubbery soft material. And depending on the conditions, the whole composite can either behave like a rubber or like a stiff CD case, in fact, is what they compare it to.
Just brain implants or other things as well?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, potentially, we spoke to a few scientists about this. A guy called Craig Hawker, for example, at the University of California, Santa Barbara, was so excited about this. He was gushing about it. And he was saying, why not think further? Why not do exactly what the sea cucumber uses this for? You can imagine a defensive suit that, under certain conditions, will become stiff and impenetrable.
Sounds handy on the streets of Cambridge, actually, Mark. Now, what about this last one, which is going to have people who are into their chips? That's French fries for our American friends. I'm looking at Mark Abraham sitting in the corner. Why should soaking them make them safer?
Yeah, back in 2002, people were quite surprised when a group of Swedish scientists came out and said that a chemical called acrylamide, which is thought to be a cancer-causing agent, was found really widely in baked and fried food. This happens because when you heat food like that up, there's a reaction that goes on between one of the amino acids in the food and the sugars in the food. The trouble is, this is part of the browning process that generates flavour in all your roast vegetables.
It makes it taste great.
So the problem is, how do you you get rid of it? Well, there's an enzyme that you can use to destroy the amino acid that's involved in this. And indeed, some scientists based in Denmark have now proved that you can do this to cut out a huge amount of the acrylamide that you normally get in this. Now, this is for the sort of manufacturers that would make ready-made oven chips. But in fact, scientists in Britain have also shown just last week that simply soaking chips in water before you cook them for a couple of hours can halve the acrylamide levels. There is a drawback, though. We talked to pretty much the UK's leading expert on acrylamide, Bronek Wedzicka at the University of Leeds, and he said, you know, this is great, but the trouble is it's going to give you pale chips that lack flavour because the flavour reaction is so intrinsically tied to the reaction that makes this chemical, acrylamide.
I'm sure they can find something suitably carcinogenic to flavour them with afterwards, though.
I'm sure.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris.
That's Mark Peplow. He's the editor of Chemistry World, which is the magazine of the Royal Society of Chemistry. They also have a wonderful podcast. You can find it online. It's the Chemistry World podcast.
Fancy listening to the naked scientists in your bed, on your way to work, or even at work? Why not subscribe to our podcast? For more information, visit nakedscientists.com/podcast.